The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
No oily acetate. Now there's a margarine.
Good, that's the margarine.
With no oily acetate.
Today's good luck is the light margarine. Light in flavor. Light on your tongue. Just like the high-priced spread. Lever Brothers has world rights to the process that makes good luck different from other margarine. It's light. Guaranteed to leave no oily aftertaste or your money back.
No oily aftertaste. Good luck, good luck, good luck.
Well, now that we have Betsy off to school, Aunt Effie, let's have another cup of coffee and relax a minute before we do the breakfast dishes, shall we?
Yes, let's. I think I'll even have another piece of toast. What about the patient? Shouldn't we take him up some breakfast?
Well, he was sleeping when I came down. Oh. I just let him sleep. He can't go to work today anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor said he was absolutely to stay off that foot.
Yeah, well,
and
heck with the doctor. I can't stay in bed.
Honey, you shouldn't be hobbling around like that. Here, sit down, sit
down. Good morning. How's your sprained ankle?
Well, it hurts like heck, if you want to know, but I hate to stay in bed.
Oh, honey.
Boy, don't you love the irony of it all? I take up skiing and go off for the weekend to get exercise, improve my health, and I wind up with a bum ankle. Oh, golly, any coffee?
Yeah, sure, just a minute.
Well, maybe if you drove me down to the office that I could just, you know,
take a look. You are not going to work now.
Look, if I just sit at my desk, I won't get up and move around.
Absolutely not. You heard the doctor last night.
Look, I have got so much work at the office. I was off yesterday. Things that have to be taken care of, nobody else can do.
Oh, now stop worrying. The office can get along without you for a day or so.
Look, I've got letters that should be answered.
Dear Aunt Effie is right. The world won't come to an end if they aren't answered today. Nobody is indispensable, you know. He always worries so about how the office will get along without him.
Well, I hate to have the work pile up. Besides that, things come up, decisions that have to be made. I mean, about matters that I've been handling that nobody else will know what to do.
We have got a telephone. Well, if anything terribly important comes up, somebody can call you.
Certainly. Now, don't be foolish. Your health is more important.
Well, Crenshaw never likes people being off sick. He's always talking about how he comes to the office, no matter how he feels.
Look, Mr. Crenshaw can have no complaints as far as you're concerned. Why, you've worked there until midnight sometimes and even given up vacations because you felt you were too busy.
Yeah, that's true. And no appreciation for it, I might add, either.
You want me to phone?
Yes. Just call my secretary and tell her to tell Mr. Crenshaw that I won't be in today.
Every morning, the World News Roundup on CBS Radio brings the world to your breakfast table. Every weekday evening, CBS News on CBS Radio brings you perspective on the most important developments of the day. With typical CBS News accuracy and speed, both of these features keep you in complete touch with the times. But more than that, they make the history of each new day an exciting adventure. Our World News Roundup takes you overseas to the news capitals of the world. It brings you first-hand reports on the big stories and offers eyewitness observations on the personalities and places in the news. CBS newsmen make following the news exciting in a different way. Their personal acquaintance with many world leaders and their ability to grasp and convey the meaning of the news makes every report a shortcut to understanding. Hear CBS News on CBS Radio and our World News Roundup regularly. Day after day, they come your way on most of these same stations.
I'll make an apple pie for dinner. He always loves apple pie.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Aunt Effie.
Honey.
Oh, honestly, what does he want now? I almost wish he'd gone to work today. He hasn't gotten a thing done. Yes? Yes, what is it now, dear? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
What'd you want?
Nothing. I just wondered what you were doing.
I was trying to finish some ironing. I can't spend a whole day playing Scrabble and checkers, you know.
Oh, gosh, I hate to stay home like this. I feel guilty that I didn't go to work. Wonder how they're making out without me. It's kind of funny nobody's called me all day.
Well, they don't want to bother you, dear.
Maybe I ought to call down there and see what's going on.
Oh,
huh?
Honestly, all right, call them. No, no, sit still. I'll bring my phone in.
Oh.
It'll reach. That's why we have the long cord put on.
Well, I'll feel better if I just... Thanks. Just give them a call and...
All right. Now, when you get through, call Betsy down at Susan's. She's ice skating. I think it's time she came home. It's getting dark.
Yeah, all right. Now, let's see. I better...
You just fixed the pot of tea. Thought maybe we could have a cup before I started making the pie.
Oh, wonderful.
Hello. Hello, Myrtle. Let me talk to Miss Winters, will you? What? Mr. Piper. Piper! Yes.
Aunt Effie made us all a cup of tea, dear. What's the matter?
I've been away from the office 2 days, and the switchboard operator didn't even remember me.
Oh, don't be silly. Probably bad connection.
Didn't remember. Hello. Hello, Miss Winters, do you... Yes. Yeah, I'm still laid up, but look, how's everything going down there?
Oh, Jim, bring in any sugar, Aunt Effie.
No, I'll get it, dear.
Charlie Bemis. Yes. Oh, well, fine. Yeah, sure, I'll look everything over. Okay, Miss Winters, goodbye.
I'm putting some of those cookies, too.
Oh, fine, Annie. What was that about Charlie Bemis, dear?
Charlie's on his way out here. Miss Winters said he should be here by now, bringing me some stuff from the office to look over.
Charlie Bemis? What's he have to do with your office?
Well, he was in there today, I guess, talking to Mr. Crenshaw about the job of sales manager.
Didn't we tell you, Aunt Effie, that Charlie Bemis lost his job about a month ago? Just before Christmas. We just heard about it last week.
Yeah, and I recommended him for a job in our
you
office.
You recommended that awful Charlie Bemis for a job in your office?
Well, he's changed, Aunt Effie,
no,
really.
No, that man will never change. Really, I shouldn't say this, but of all your friends, I have never been able to bring myself to like that Charlie Bemis. Why, he's so loud and that terrible laugh.
Well, he's calmed down quite a bit, Aunt Effie.
Well, seeing is believing. Frankly, I think you're going to be sorry if he winds up working in the same office.
Well, now, look, when a guy's down and out, you like to give a helping hand.
Yeah. And I think it was very nice of you, dear. I really do.
There. That must be Charlie. Now, let him in, will you?
Yeah, I can remember one time he slapped me on the back and said, "How are you, old girl?" Well, just let him try that again.
Oh, come on in, Charlie. We were expecting you.
Now, you'll see, Aunt Effie. You wait. Charlie's really a change. Oh, hi, Charlie.
Yes. Well, hello, pal. How are you? My gosh, I was sorry to hear about the ankle.
Oh, uh-huh. Well. I'll live, I guess.
Well, Miss Sorensen, I don't know if you remember me.
Oh, yes, I remember you.
Well, it is certainly nice to see you again. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Oh, yes, lovely, thank you.
She was with us, Charlie.
Oh, well, how wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. Charlie, I understand you were good enough to drop some stuff off from the office for me. I just called Miss Winters. She said that you were in to see Mr. Crenshaw today.
Yeah, that's right. Boy, oh boy, he certainly seems like a nice guy to work for.
Oh, did you get the job?
Well, actually, he's not sure that the sales manager's job is what I'm best fitted for.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Charlie. Something will turn up.
Oh, sure. That's what he said. In the meantime, he wants me to get acquainted with the setup. Of course, everything was kind of topsy-turvy today. There's a new receptionist, and she got things kind of mixed up, you know.
New receptionist? What happened to Miss Gordon?
Well, she got married. Oh. And then they got two more stenographers, so they're changing the partitions. Yeah, the stock room is going to be down at the end, and the conference room has been divided up to make two more small offices. And then when Bill Norton leaves, well, Gibbons will be...
Bill Norton leaves?
Oh, sure. He's been transferred, I understand, to this new company.
What new company?
The one that your company merged with. Didn't you know?
I heard there was some talk about it.
Well, it's gone through some great big outfit.
Oh, for
Pete's sake, you think I'd been gone for 2 months instead of 2 days.
Well, now, don't you worry about a thing, pal. You just take it easy and get well. That's the main thing. We've got everything under control.
We? What do you mean?
Well, of course, I came out here because I wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing, but... Crenshaw suggested that I use your office today, sort of a home base, you might say, while I'm getting acquainted. And, of course, just while you're laid up, pal, you know.
Oh, yes, sure.
So I thought I ought to help you out a bit, after all you've done for me.
Well, now, look here, Charlie.
No, I don't want any thanks. Well, that's the least I can do. So I took your calls, and I hope I did the right thing. Now, here... About the Holton Company, their shipment arrived...
Look, that has to be held up until they pay payment on delivery.
Exactly what I said.
Oh, well, that's fine, Charlie. You did right.
Then a Wallace Rigwell called, and he thought we ought to give him a better deal. Well, I checked your correspondence with him, and I finally said we'd give him the reduction if he'd promise us an exclusive and take the whole shipment when it arrived.
Oh, well, he won't do that, Charlie. I've been after him for months.
I called him back, laid it right on the line. Yeah. It was that or else, I said, and by gosh, he came through.
He agreed?
Ah, you're darn right. Oh, you have to be tough with a guy like that. I knew he was bluffing. Oh, my gosh, here I am talking business in front of two pretty girls. Can't be very interesting for you.
Well, on the contrary, Charlie, it's very interesting, but I think I better start dinner. Aunt Effie, aren't you making an apple pie?
Oh, yes, yes. Don't get up.
It's been a pleasure to see you again, Miss Sorensen.
Yes, well, thank you. Excuse me.
Here's us, Charlie.
Well, how am I doing, pal, huh? Boy, I don't want to let you down, you know. You're the one who recommended me, and I got to live up to it.
Yes, well...
Now, here's another very important thing that came up that I think you should know about, pal.
Uh-huh. It's National Make Your Own Sunshine with Jell-O and Pineapple Week.
Tell everybody you know, and don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
This is Don Wilson with a honey of a sunny idea. Combine Jell-O with Del Monte Pineapple. Bring a sunshine glow into desserts, salads, snacks, lunch, or brunch. Make your own sunshine with Jell-O and Pineapple this week.
J-E-L-L-O.
Calm down. I called the doctor. He said, by no means could you go to work. He said, stay off that foot for at least a week, dear.
A week? I won't have a job in a week. Charlie will have it. Well, it's certainly true. Nobody is indispensable. I have been slaving at that job for 10 years. 10 years. Charlie walks in and one day just takes over.
Well, I have never trusted that Charlie Bemis. I can see right through him.
Well, we found out he's really very bright, Aunt Effie. He graduated summa cum laude from college. Mm-hmm. He's a Phi Beta Kappa.
Uh-huh. Well, I said you'd rue the day you ever recommended him.
In one day. One day just takes over and does it right. Boy, I tell you, nobody should stay away from his job. People find out that they can do without you or that your substitute's even better.
Oh, Charlie's not angling for your job. I hope. Goodness, you don't think he would, do you?
Well, all I can say is I am going to work tomorrow if I have to call an ambulance and go on a stretcher.
When you have a cold, don't add to your troubles. It's a fact that irregularity can add to the misery of a cold. So if you have a cold and need a laxative, get X-Lax. Let it help you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. Taken at bedtime, X-Lax will not disturb your sleep. Next morning, you're well on your way toward your normal regularity. So when you feel a cold coming on, you need a laxative. Remember, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity. Gently, overnight. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Don Briggs and is produced by Walter Hart.